I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Coming to you live from the flowery floral red carpet garden area where we saw courtship capes sculpted bodies with drapey fabrics over them, shiny things, tiny waists, dramatic things around people's heads. It's the House of Goss Met Gala special. Welcome one, welcome all. And the crowd is going wild. The shutterbugs are flashing. We've got a Met Gala special for you here today, seeing as we are seamstresses ourselves, myself and Sophie. Sophie, how are you?
I'm fabulous. Coming to you live from the red carpet. Hello, Clara.
We're the e-co-hosts on the Met Gala red carpet.
You know how small those steps are? And loads of the celebs don't even stop. Can you imagine if you or I were on the side and we were like, and someone actually came up and spoke to you? I've seen interviewers where they get shocked.
And they're like, oh.
And they're like, oh, what's it like inside?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. Ooh. I haven't been in yet.
Ooh. Buzzing to talk about this with you.
Yes, this year's Met Gala was based on the theme...
Oh, I have it.
The Garden of Time.
Yes.
Based on J.G. Ballard's short story from 1962, which is basically a bit of a sci-fi thing where this couple live in a villa and they're overlooking a garden full of crystally flowers and with glass stems, and it's all very dystopian and natureful.
Yeah, sorry. So this is where I get confused. Mm. The event title is Sleeping Beauties, Reawakening Fashion. And the dress code is the Garden of Time.
That's where it gets confusing. But Reawakening Fashion, that is to do, that's the gallery or the exhibition's name.
Correct.
So they're doing a whole very interesting piece if you're in New York, lovely Hoggets. But they've used loads of technology to breathe life into old garments. So they're using AI, x-rays, computer-generated imagery for those old fashion items that were stuck behind glass. So they're bringing life back into them. So I'd say it'd be a pretty cool exhibition.
Did you see they're using scent?
Yes. All a multi-sensory experience.
They're like pumping scent into the area so you can like smell the old clothes. I saw a bit of thing and they were saying it's also aimed at kind of including the younger generation to be able to interact with the clothing, because a lot of like younger people will be like, I want to touch these things. And so lots of textural bits have been added and smell.
Oh.
Yeah. It's smell. Kind of like a science museum.
Multi-sensory exhibition.
Yeah, very modern, might I say. But
for fashion.
And Amazon was the main sponsor.
As was TikTok, which is weird because they might get banned.
Oh, in the bin. Amazon and TikTok. Oh, come on, folks.
I know. The only reason Jeff Bezos, I'd say, just wants a ticket. So he's like, oh, okay, I'll sponsor
it. He's so greedy.
Because he's not getting invited.
Greedy, greedy guts. Why is he everywhere?
I know. Because like tickets this year were $75,000 and last year it raised $22 million. So they'll probably raise, apparently it's gone up 15 grand from last year.
Sorry, yeah, I remember when it was 25K.
Yeah, when I went.
When I went a few years ago, it was 25K.
Yeah, like, oh my God, 50K more, that is extortion.
75K, is that tax free?
Maybe because it's, yeah, it probably is.
Like you'd get a tax. No, not what's it? Relief.
It's tax deductible. You probably would because it's for a charity.
It's a write-off.
It's a write-off. It's to make money for the Costume Institute. Well, it's to make money for the Costume Institute of the Met. When Anna Wintour took it over in 95, tickets were a grand.
That's just, what are your top line thoughts on her?
Anna Wintour.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like Miranda Priestley, like, would hate how she would make me feel.
Oh my God, totally.
Yeah, I think she'd bring out the worst in me. She'd belittle me. Well, Sharon Osbourne says she's a see you next Tuesday, so I'm going to believe her. And I also think it's a little bit like, does Anna Wintour like thinks she owns like the keys to Hollywood or something? And like, you know, everyone who gets invited to this, it's like if you're not on the list, you're like not cool or good enough. And everyone kind of panders to that, which...
Yeah, and just like some really weird behaviour. Like I saw, did you see that thing on Instagram when Victoria Beckham had her fashion show recently?
Mm.
And it must have been the spring one. And Kim Kardashian was sitting next to Anna Wintour and she ignored Kim.
Mm.
Like very blatantly ignored her. But then...
Where was that?
I don't know. But then like they've done a getting ready with her for the Met Gala. It's very odd.
I just think she's a bit of a Regina George. Not sorry, she's a complete Regina George. And if I was her, I would leave before people turned on me.
Like in The Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah, exactly. And if now...
Jacqueline Soleil.
One thing I do love about her is the fact that she's going out with Bill Nighy. So maybe he would like be in her ear being like, come on, let's enter our retirement era. Capri is calling. Let's go, hon.
Yes, let's get to France.
Yes, south of France, calling your name.
The only thing that is kind of holding me back, I'm like, I don't believe he would go out with someone who's nuts.
I know. It kind of makes me think a little bit less of him, but more of her.
It makes me think way more of her.
Hmm.
Was he there last night?
Like that she might be a bit of crack.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think she is crack.
What I would hope with Bill Nighy's influence is like he might get her to step away from Vogue and just like into a carb. Doesn't matter what it is. Just like maybe have a bowl of pasta, Anna.
Butter.
But yeah, maybe have some butter, Anna. Oh, no, sorry. Bill Nighy would be like, hey, darling, why don't you have a glass of Chablis and a cheesy bread stick, darling.
I'd love that if she piled on the pounds.
I know. I just think she should relax.
I agree.
I don't know if he did go. I think he went last year.
We were just saying before this, you can't keep up with everyone who went, can you?
No, there's actually too many people and it's a bit overwhelming. And I also think like,
yeah,
you see like 60 images of all the people who went and then you just can't really remember anyone. So,
but I need to start with a query. What's the thought process behind the co-chairs?
I don't know. Sorry, let's discuss.
Every year this, I get confused.
I think it's just like Anna Wintour henchman.
I don't know.
But like her decision making, very weird. Okay, Zendaya was one.
Yeah, but Rihanna was when they did the Catholic theme. Rihanna went and she was the Pope.
Oh.
Made a lot of sense to me. I totally got it. But this year, Jennifer Lopez, who let's face it, is having a bit of a...
Yeah.
Zendaya on top. I totally get that.
And back at the Met after a 5-year hiatus.
Is that what they were saying when they were like, she's back?
Mm. Yeah, she hadn't been to the Met in 5 years. Interesting.
Then Bad Bunny, who looked like Puss in Boots.
He did? Yeah. Oh my God, I have that written down.
Yeah.
Oh no, I had somebody else down as Puss in Boots actually.
Oh.
We'll get to him later.
I think it's Puss in Boots who I thought he looked like. And Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth. Like, when I think of Chris Hemsworth, I don't think of, like, high fashion. Bad Bunny has got great looks.
Yeah, he does. And he wears, like, corsets. He wears, like, effeminate things.
Yeah, he's very, like, fashion forward. But with Jennifer Lopez, it feels like she was chosen long before her movie came out or something. And then it was like, oh, dear, we can't really unask her.
Yeah, although I wouldn't put it past Anna Wintour. Just as a fun fact, there is a documentary called First Monday in May, something like that. And they show Anna Wintour going through the seating plan.
Oh, yes.
It's from a few years ago, but they blur it all. Like, they blur the name tags. And she's like, no, he's not coming. Since when's he coming? And the assistant's like, he's coming. He's clicked confirm or whatever. And she was like, well, can someone tell him not to be on his phone the whole time?
Oh, God.
all I want to do is know who that is.
Ooh.
If anyone knows, please tell me.
I know. Wouldn't you love to be a Vogue intern?
Just for that.
A fly on the wall would have been so good.
I saw a thing earlier about what Anna Wintour's assistants do during the night, and they do everything from telling celebrities where to go, taking photos of dresses and running up to Anna, getting them approved then and there.
Wow.
Getting celebrities, so she'll be like, I want to talk to them. They'll go and get them. I'd say your trotters at the end of this evening are nothing close. They're nothing short of just throbbing balloons. You must be so tired and hungry.
I'd say the adrenaline as well, like the crash after that kind of a shift.
And then you have to go and do all the coverage.
Yeah. And like write all your little blogs, get all the photos out. I'd say it's hell on earth.
Totally.
Yeah. You wouldn't like to be working at Vogue this week. Or yeah.
Or ever.
Or ever. But you know, like, so if you're a waiter working at the event, you need to be like properly interviewed and they need to know what you look like. You can't, everyone has to be really good looking. And even the men who like lift up and down the dresses and get them all in the right places, they are all like meticulously interviewed to do that job and to make sure that they look good. And then there was one or 2 years ago, I can't remember the name of the guy, but he was like way too good looking and they didn't like him. And then the cameramen kept going to him being like, oh my God, who's this hottie? And they were like taking all photos of him. And they were like, oh no, you can't be too good looking because then the photographers get jealous or get distracted.
My God, that's so ridiculous, is it not?
I know, it's ridiculous. But okay, let's kick it off with the co-host then. What do you think of Zendaya?
She did two changes. She was wearing Dior. I loved her bouquet on top of her head. It was very Mary Poppins.
Yes. Do you know what she did? Did she just walk the red carpet twice and just did it in two outfits?
I don't know. Did she go up and then go around again? And she must have arrived first anyway.
Because like that must have been a serious turnaround.
She's a production.
Laura Roach, isn't that her famous stylist?
Yeah, yeah.
She's a production. I really like both of them. I think I preferred her blue look, but that's obviously not the real designer name. But I felt it kind of looked like she couldn't decide what she wanted to wear, so she just did the two and then thought that, oh, this would be groundbreaking.
I agree.
But it's like no one's talking about that. Everyone's just a bit confused.
I agree. They're just talking about the fact that you had two outfits.
Yeah,
I agree.
I just thought, like, stick to one because it's like they were both kind. They weren't similar, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't like black to white or it wasn't like.
Also, I'm just thinking, did she change? She must have changed her makeup, did she?
Yeah, one was kind of like bluey, greeny, and then one was kind of reddy.
Yeah, she did. She changed her lip and everything and her eye makeup. The production put in that is like, did you see Lady Gaga when she was doing her rehearsal for the camp theme? She was like, had like, I think it was like seven boys helping her. And it was, she arrived in, do you remember?
It was on the carpet.
And it was a carriage.
Yes.
And she was reading out the literature because there's an accompanying literature to the theme. And it was very serious. And I feel like that's exactly what's happening here. I mean, she's kind of untouchable, Zendaya. She's just on the Challengers press tour. Everything is tennis ensemble and I love it.
Yeah, she's giving like Margot Robbie Barbie, but like tennis superstar.
Yeah.
It's all very well thought out. It's great.
I completely agree.
Of yellows and whites. Who else impressed you?
I had a few people who didn't impress me. That was just because they were annoying. Lana Del Rey's situation was quite fabulous with the branches.
Alexander McQueen, 2006. Yeah, the antler branch situation.
So Sean McGeer is the Irish. He the new creative director? He's the Irish guy. And he was on the red carpet with her.
Oh, yeah.
And he said it was the sinister, more sinister aspect of Mother Nature.
Ooh.
Yeah, I thought it was very cool.
It was very, yeah, and a nice, because he's taken over from McQueen now and he grew up like loving it. But then he did it at Paris, I remember hearing about it a while ago. He did Paris Fashion Week, his first collection as the new head designer for McQueen, and it got absolutely panned. Yeah, it didn't go well.
Oh, did it not?
No, loads of people didn't like it.
Oh, because I remember it was such a big deal when he was appointed.
Yeah, but I think like the argument was like, should the brand die with the designer because like, you know, it's built on them and then it's just somebody else designing for them. And it's a little bit, but then because it's such a like juggernaut of a company, the profits of the company won't allow that to happen because they still want to make money. But
oh,
yeah, I think it was widely panned at Fashion Week. Yeah.
Well, that's really awkward.
Yeah, but they say you should never... Sorry, I really feel like Anna Wintour at the moment. They say you should never judge a designer by their first collection, so just, like, let it happen. But, yeah, poor Sean.
Yeah.
But did you see Lana Del Rey, the shoe she was wearing?
No, let me Google. I'm going to be doing a lot of this.
I just saw it peeking out.
Oh, my God. Is that a horse hoof?
It was very horsey.
That's a full clog-hopper. If anyone's listening, it's like a pony.
It was like a hoof.
Christ, she's nuts, isn't she?
Yeah, I thought her face looked absolutely beautiful.
And the branches, did you see the way she kept hitting Kim Kardashian in the interview?
Yes, yes. Oh my God, so funny.
I love those hooves.
So good. Those hooves, yeah. So then maybe she was giving like deer with the antlers. Well, will we talk about Kim?
Let's talk about Kim.
I think with Kim and the Met Gala, she's kind of just gone a bit downhill the last 2 years. Like that pearly thing last year wasn't great. We're seeing this like, okay, she's got that cinched in waist. I assume she's meant to look like an hourglass with the like the, you know, Garden of Time. And then she's the the hourglass time. And then she was wearing boiled cashmere, but I felt she looked like in pain. Like you could see like she couldn't really breathe and she was like and I just feel like we've seen that cinched waist on her. Like there was the wet look, there was the Schiaparelli pearl look, and then now this one, it's like, okay, we get it, you've got like you can cinch your waist really thin. I think the Marilyn one, she did something a bit different, but like and then when she did the like gimp suit, that they were kind of like moments. But like, I think because she looked so uncomfortable, like there's something in like selling it. Take Lana Del Rey, for example. She looks like a twig that got caught in a net and she's wearing a deer hoof shoe. But she's like killing it because she looks like she's having a good time or something. Out of context, Lana Del Rey looks like a sheet in the wind.
Nuts.
But like, I just thought Kim wasn't really selling it or something. I don't know. What do you think?
What did I think? Oh, I thought it was quite stunning.
Did you? Oh, wow. Okay.
But maybe it's because I heard her say what the concept was.
Oh, go on. What was it?
It was kind of like Sleeping Beauty, and she had kind of woken up from the wildest night of her life with, you know, the most amazing guy. And she just was sort of pulling on her clothes, but like they were almost coming off, and so that's why there were see-through parts, because it was basically like they were coming off, and then the cashmere jumper was kind of like she had grabbed her boyfriend's jumper, so she was kind of running through the garden with bad hair and the cashmere.
Right, so she wasn't going for the time,
but that's really good. I didn't
I thought she was going for the hourglass time thing.
That could be it.
I just felt it looked like her tits were hanging out, and then she was like holding on to the cashmere, like if she let it go, exploded. Then her tits would have plopped out.
I just saw a thing they've done on Vogue did like Get Ready With Me, so they show her being put into the corset and it looks nuts.
Oh, I'd say so. Her poor organs.
I'd say she never sits down at any of the Met Galas.
No.
No, you couldn't.
Oh,
it actually makes me feel uncomfortable thinking about it.
Blood supply, yeah.
I'm delighted we're not in a corset era.
I know. I'm on a similar vibe with Kylie and the Met Galas. I just think she's gone so boring the last few years. I did look, sorry, her red thing she wore last year was really amazing, but it's gone so simple. Like Kylie used to take like loads of like mad risks. And I just thought this year it was like beautiful, sculpted, but like she pulled the equivalent of Chris Hemsworth. I'm just going to wear a nice little creamy thing, look gorgeous, that's it. Like, I just didn't think, she could have been going to the Oscars. Like, I didn't think it was, she looked wow, but I just didn't think, what do they always say? She did not understand the assignment. You know that? I was like,
she did not show up. I have to say, I disagree with you.
Wow.
I think she looks absolutely insane.
Oh, she does.
There's kind
yeah.
of like a Madonna thing going on with the pointed bra cups. It's Oscar De La Renta, I think it is. The flower in the hair. Mm. Yeah, it is really simple. But I think she kind of, she does look like a sleeping beauty.
It's just too simple, I thought. But
she's kind of doe-eyed in it. Her makeup is unbelievable. She almost looks like a child.
I just think this is the one day of the year where you can wear really ridiculous things. But who I did love was Kendall. Oh my God, I thought Kendall looked unbelievable.
Very Game of Thrones.
She was kind of going for like Maleficent vibes, I thought.
Yes.
I like that deep V.
Who does she wear? Givenchy.
Givenchy. Her after party looks were incredible. Oh my God.
Oh my God, I saw them. They were fabulous. There was two white dresses, wasn't it?
One was giving like Pegasus. Yeah, one was kind of like Pegasus, Victoria's Secret model. Like feather, heart, neckline. And then the other one was just like stunning lacy number. Oh my God. She looked incredible.
She looked ridiculous. Her one, she's the first human to ever wear that dress.
The Pegasus number?
No, the one she wore on the red carpet.
Oh, sorry. The first human.
The first human. It's an archival piece. So like if she didn't fit into it, there's no adjusting it. And like there's no tailoring.
Oh my God. Well, it fits her like a glove.
Well, the only thing that grinds my gears is she looks unbelievable. But she says in the interview, she's like, you know, I did a lot of research and I came across this dress. And I'm like, I don't think you did the research. Maybe she did. Sorry. But like, would you be doing the research?
No.
But I loved it. I loved her braids. But I thought she looked merry. You're so right about the Pegasus thing.
Yeah. It looked unbelievable though. Oh my God. Like showstopper. And like a great after party look. Like just.
Yeah, I agree.
Because some people, I thought we can get onto after parties in a minute, but like some people went too casual.
Go on.
Okay. Well, we had Barry Keoghan, who was dressed as a touch top of the morning mixed with the Mad Hatter at the main event. And then he went into this just like complete Burberry tracksuit. And it was like, it was just too different, I thought. Like, it's like, you're still going to an after party.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just like loves Burberry, doesn't he?
He wore a three-piece velvet olive green suit and I think was channeling the Artful Dodger.
Oh!
Did you see it? That's
yes.
what I saw.
Maybe not so much the Mad Hatter, yes.
Sort of like, hello, me mate. Let me show you yes. fellas how to pick a pocket or two.
Yes. And he's that cheeky, chappy, Artful Dodger vibe.
Correct. And then he was doing the whole hat tip. Like he really was working the hat tip. And I tipped my hat to him, even though I think it looked a bit weird. But I love him. He can do no wrong. But then he did wear a windbreaker at the after sesh.
Mm. I think he's just a bit too obsessed with Burberry at the moment.
Well, I'm assuming he's a brand ambassador. Is he?
Yes. Other men, I really liked Andrew Scott. I loved how he wore no sleeves. I was like, yeah, you go, queen.
Slay queen. He can do no wrong in my book.
Literally none. I thought all the men's fashion was quite boring. It was a little bit like, it was just a bit like you're just wearing a suit. Like this isn't really a theme at all. I think the men's is much harder to get right.
I agree.
But I thought Usher had a Puss in Boots vibe as well as Bad Bunny.
Oh, I don't think I saw Usher. Let me look up Puss in Boots too.
Usher, yeah. Or it was a bit like a Mask of Zorro maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. He looks like Antonio Banderas. Yeah, you are correct.
He does, sir, yeah.
Also in McQueen. Jesus, that's quite that's intense, isn't it?
Who was the other one? Oh, did you see Eddie Redmayne?
Yeah, with his wife.
Yeah, but he was wearing this like sheer kind of dress, hairy legs, boots.
Hairy legs?
That's where I just think the Met Gala, like you can wear.
Oh, he also kind of like, they're like merging into each other.
It was like this sheer number.
It's like a jigsaw.
Yeah, it was like there was a lot of like squiggly
he
things.
He looks like a girl who just hasn't shaved her legs kinda like, before the party.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I think the worst dressed.
Oh.
In the male department, the worst dressed 100% was Ed Sheeran. He was wearing a baby blue.
Going to the Debs.
Going to the Debs in the 70s. In the High School Musical.
He looked very uncomfortable.
Didn't work with his skin tone. Didn't work with his complexion. This guy wears flannel like every day of the week. I just think it was too much of a stretch. He was one of the people who should have been in a boring suit and somebody else should have been in that suit. Didn't work.
That's actually very fair. Also, whilst we're on it, Brooklyn Beckham.
Oh, I didn't see him.
He wore a white suit. It was grand. But he did an interview and it was so uncomfortable.
Oh, what did he say?
It's just really awkward. He's by himself. What's her name? Nicola Peltz isn't there. And they obviously go everywhere together. And he does the Vogue interview by himself. Oh. And it's just really awkward. I can't say anything more. He's just really awkward.
Oh. He's just a cringy fellow.
I don't even think he wants to be. Like, I'm like, why do you want to be there? It looks like you're so uncomfortable. No. Yeah, but that was one that I just, yeah. Also, speaking of Barry Keoghan, him and...
Oh, poor Brooklyn.
I know, it's so awkward. Him and Sabrina Carpenter kind of did the carpet together. So they arrived together, walked it separately, and then did photos together at the end. Yeah, which I'm totally into.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
She looked like a Disney princess.
She does. And her song, Espresso, I have to say, is like the song of the summer. It's so fun.
Sing it.
Been in my me, and in my ho, and in my oh, my espresso. Espresso.
And her dancing's so subtle.
I know. She's 4'9". She's a Polly Pocket. She's so tiny.
That is so Artful Dodger.
Perfect choice for Barry Keoghan.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the Artful Dodger and the Polly Pocket.
She's 4'9".
Yeah, I thought, yeah, they were cute, actually, them together. The other man I loved was Josh O'Connor, the guy who played Prince Charles in, he's in Challengers.
Love him.
I thought he did the theme quite well. He took a bit of a risk. He had his flowery shoes on and his big rabbit tails almost. I like that because it was like, I'm making an effort. I'm not just wearing a boring old suit and, you know, I'm incorporating the theme.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. He looks great. Even though he looks so like Prince Charles, he looked very handsome.
Who's your man that's in Schitt's Creek?
Oh.
What's his name?
Dan Levy.
He looked great. He was with Loewe, wasn't he?
Oh, took my breath away. Yeah, he looked amazing.
There's a picture of them in a van, I think, either on the way to the Met Gala or on the way to the after party. And it's all the people who are dressed by Loewe. Looks like a really great crew. Josh O'Connor is in it. Dan's there.
Ooh.
Anyway, it looks like a really fun van. So I would have liked to have been a part of that one.
Wow. It's almost like Harry Potter houses, like who are under what designer.
Yeah.
You know, oh, you're with Loewe. Oh, well, I'm with McQueen.
The Chloe group, Boho group were very cool.
Oh my God. Can you get a more like noughties comeback? It was like...
Sienna Miller, Zoe Saldana, Greta Gerg. They were all doing like boho chic. And even though I thought it wasn't as like out there as I'd like it, together they looked like, I thought they were a really powerful crew.
It was. It was really giving like noughties vibes.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Someone else who stood out to me. I don't know much about this woman. Doja Cat.
Mm.
She wore a white towel when she came out of her hotel room. That was the outfit. In the heels.
Yes.
And then she went on the carpet with like a soaking wet white cotton Vetements t-shirt. And everyone was like, what are you wearing? And then she explained it, and I think it's quite an insane interpretation. While I didn't love the execution, she said, I knew that people were going to do flowers, but my flower of choice is the most used flower, and it's cotton. And so I wanted to do a white t-shirt because white t-shirt is timeless.
Oh, interesting.
I thought that was really cool, even though I didn't think it looked great. I liked the thought behind it.
The continuity. And also, did you see her after party look was like her like being like Bianca Censori, like totally naked?
Oh my God, no, let me see.
And maybe that's because she's like, oh, I've lost all the clothes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. She was like in some tights and like all of her boobs are like blurred out in all the photos.
You're so right on that reference.
Yeah, I think she just took off all her clothes. I do like her her narrative. That's a very good narrative.
Yeah, I really liked it. I thought it was really interesting, but I just didn't love the fact that it was a white t-shirt. Also, Lizzo. I just saw this now before I popped on here. What do you think?
I think that's slowly... we're talking about this most weeks now. Slowly come back in. I didn't like what she was wearing.
Bizarre.
But I think it's kind of like, I think she's subtly trying to get back in. I wonder, is she on a bit of a like circling the wagons? Do you know, like, oh, will you like me again? Or like, am I accepted again? You know, when like celebrities do something wrong and other celebrities come to their defense and usually yeah. they're like abandoned. Like, look, okay, Ellen, look at Alec Baldwin, like shot that woman and no one has rushed to his defense in the years since it happened. They're kind of othered and outsided and outed out of Hollywood. I would wonder what Lizzo is trying to do there by going to that party. Is she trying to like gain favor with a few coolies?
I know. And she said, she captioned it, she wore this vase dress by, I don't know how you pronounce it, Wine Santo. I've no idea. And she said, if I'm not in your best dress, you're fatphobic.
Mm.
Which is pretty saucy. It's a lot.
Yeah. I just think like, if you're trying to like get back in, you should be, you know, being a bit more subtle or something. I don't know.
Because the whole thing is as well, like you go in by yourself. So I'd say it's...
Was Lizzo just at the after party though? I don't know if she was at the full thing.
Oh no, I saw her on the red carpet. Yeah.
What?
Unless I'm...
What?
Yeah. It's a kind of like a worm costume.
The brown.
Oh wow, she's dressed like a little devil at the after party.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, I was talking about her kind of worm costume.
Oh, it's supposed to be an homage to Marilyn Monroe's skirt blowing up. I don't know what that's got to do with...
I would argue it's an homage to a silkworm.
That lives in the Garden of Time.
Yeah, like an old soiled worm.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh God, that's amazing that she was invited.
It's hard to keep track of it.
There's just so much news coming in here on our floor.
I know.
Oh, that's
it's
a weird
quite uncomfortable.
Look.
Do you remember when Heidi Klum dressed up as that worm?
It's almost as weird as Rita Ora's look.
I was just about to say, why is Rita Ora there?
Yeah.
Again, we did an episode of this a while ago. Who is running her PR team? That Rita Ora.
Yeah.
Is who? She's a line in Primark or Penny's and she's at the Met Gala with your man. I don't understand who's doing her work. It's like the mafia are involved.
And you know, she was in, like she goes to One Rebel, you know, that gym in London. Someone said they saw her there a few weeks ago. It's like, oh, getting ready for the Met Gala, are we, Rita? But you know, her, I'm not even going to call it a dress. Her outfit looked like, you know, when you're at a party and you have that like stringy, sparkly plastic ribbon that comes down in between doors.
Streamers,
yeah, that you put over a doorway. That's what her outfit looked like.
And then she's obviously like naked at the side. Now she looks unbelievable. I'm just very unsure why she's there. I don't know how she got an invite. Sorry, it sounds terrible.
I think it's because of your man, Taika Waititi. I don't think it's because of her.
Interesting. Also, Katy Perry didn't attend, but there were these viral images that were AI generated of what she would have worn if she attended. And then there was this other thing about predicting what people would wear, and it was all AI generated. It was really interesting.
Oh.
AI is so scary.
Yes.
Which I thought was funky. Also, this one, sorry, Sarah Jessica Parker went with Andy Cohen.
Oh, sorry. And did you see she took her Aer Lingus, ferried her dress over for her?
I don't. And she was wearing Philip Tracy at Philip Tracy hat.
Yeah. Oh, I love how much she loves Ireland. Her Instagram is so good. Doing like Q&As at Super Value. It's amazing.
I love her. And she always really pulls it out. Yeah, I thought she looked amazing. She's
unbelievable, iconic. Her hair, that ponytail was just the most divine piece of hair.
She really is fierce, isn't she? She almost looks like a fairy godmother or something.
She does. Wow. One person who I thought really committed to the theme and just were like wouldn't be able to like sit down or eat dinner, similar to Kim, I suppose, was Tyla, you know, the singer.
Yes.
And she went as like the sand... like a sand timer.
No.
But she couldn't get up the stairs and the security people or like the kind of usher guys were lifting her up and like and she was like a little baby being like ferried up the stairs. It was amazing.
Like a statue.
Yeah, so good. Really enjoyed that.
I'd say, you know, doing that in real life is so awkward, but it makes for amazing photos.
Yes, exactly. 100%. And then I think she whipped off the bottom bit because it looked like it was Balmain, but it looked like it was made of actual sand. Like it looked very, it looked like the sand timer had like exploded at the bottom. It was really cool. Anyone else? I thought Mindy Kaling's dress didn't get enough attention.
Oh, wait, I didn't see Mindy Kaling.
Mindy Kaling and Elle Fanning, I must say.
Love her.
Beautiful movement. Elle Fanning had these two like glass birds on her shoulders. It was amazing.
Wow.
And then like Mindy Kaling looked like she was in a wind tunnel thing. They didn't get enough attention. I thought like the other celebs got more attention than they should.
The texture on Mindy Kaling's dress is unbelievable.
It was really cool.
She looks sensational. Anything a Fanning sister does, I love. They seem like really nice girls.
Yes. So nice. Did you see Sarah Paulson?
Oh, I know who she is, but no, I didn't.
You know, she's in the Ocean's 8. She was in Prada, but it was like a weird ribbon craft project that we could have easily done in school. Maybe even junior school.
Yes, I actually owned a little rug that looked like this.
The fact that like Prada did it, it was just so strange. It was like, this just doesn't seem like a Prada type dress.
I'm just looking at her crew. I'd be so annoyed if I had a shit crew. Like, you know, if the designer, the other people wearing the designer were shit.
Yeah.
I'd be so pissed off. Like, I'd want a banterful one. Yeah, that is interesting. She's so stunning though, Sarah Paulson. Like, her face is so striking.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Really, really beautiful. So she can carry it off. I wasn't impressed with Naomi Campbell. Thought she looked like a flapper. Like, that's just a case of, like, I'm a supermodel. I don't really, don't care.
Yeah, totally.
Ariana Grande, what'd she think?
It was a nod to Gwendolyn from Wicked, which I am all here for. And she did a surprise performance. I didn't see it. She looked unbelievable.
I heard, yeah. I thought it was too big on her. I thought she was like, I don't think you ever really see inside the Met, but like, except for those photos from the bathrooms with them all smoking.
I love that.
Which is amazing. I thought with Ariana, it was like wearing her a little bit. It was too tall for her or something.
She is tiny. Also, Emily Ratajkowski's after party look is so Pocahontas chic.
It is very Pocahontas.
I think the best thing to do is, if you're listening, just have your Google open, get some visuals whilst Clara and I are talking.
Yes. We'll put it in the show notes, our big lists. There's also a list of a load of photos, Page Six put up, of the after parties. No goss, just pictures, but it's a load of celebs hanging out with the other celebs, and I just love to see it.
Love to see it. One of them was in Soho House.
Yes. How do you decide? Because I assume if Kendall Jenner had two after party looks, she must have gone to two after parties. That must be how they do it.
This is my question. I was trying to see, what time does it finish at? It starts at 5 p.m. There's no official closing, but a lot of them come home early, like early-ish. And then she did two after parties and would have had to go home in between, or at least in a car. I'm dying to know what time they stay up till.
What are the logistics? Because, like, you know, and they often cover it in the Kardashians, and it's like they come back and have pizza. So it's like maybe they don't bother going to some of the after parties and are just like, oh my God, get me a fucking margarita now.
Yeah, you just want to sit on the floor and eat pizza.
Double pepperoni.
I do have...
Yeah. I'd say, do you think that's crack?
No. Like, I'd say, sorry.
I'd say the after party is more fun.
Out of all your bits.
When Anna Wintour's gone home.
Yeah, I'd say it's kind of weird. Especially if you're sitting beside someone who doesn't want to chat to you.
And you can breathe.
Well, just imagine the amount of egos in that room.
Yeah, it's a bit cliquey. But then that's what I do like. They're not there with their entourage. So it's kind of like you don't have your like people bigging you up. You don't have your assistants. You're like, literally, it's just like celeb on celeb on celeb.
Yeah, that's what I find really interesting. But this is the question I had. The Vogue red carpet correspondence. Your one Lala Anthony does some of the questioning. The only reason I know her is because she's friends with Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
And any of the videos I watched, she just kept being like, oh, my family's arrived. Here we are, my family. Oh, well, I can have fun now because my family's here. To all of them. And it was giving very Illuminati.
Ooh.
Yeah, but I was just like, stop saying that. I just find the Vogue coverage sometimes quite awkward. And I find this year's coverage quite awkward.
Yeah, they should really get like Emilia de Meldenberg, who did, you know, Chicken Shop Date Girl. She did the Oscars, and you just, it needs that kind of energy.
I love her.
Yeah, it just needs someone to take the piss out of it a little bit.
Yeah, I love her and make it awkward on purpose.
Yeah, it needs that. Or get somebody random to do it. You know, it's like the whole Juliana Rancic, Juliana de Pandy stuff doesn't, it's just a bit boring now. We've seen it for so long. Who are you wearing? What's your inspiration?
Are you excited to go inside?
Yeah, you want someone to be like, that's a weird shoe, Lana Del Rey. Why are you wearing a deer's hoof?
Or like, what happens in the bogs?
Yeah, tell us. They basically need us there.
Hello.
Anna.
But what are your like your concluding thoughts on this year?
Concluding thoughts, bit of a meh year. It doesn't seem like anyone I think it was missing people like Rihanna who really make a splash. I feel like there was nobody there.
Yeah, sorry, did she have the flu? I read she had the
I don't know. I think she was meant to go for sure.
I think I read she had the flu and that's why she didn't go.
Yeah, I just feel like it missed, like Cardi B's thing was dramatic, but it was black. You know, there was a lot of people who were like good, but it was like a bit meh. I thought, you know, I just didn't think that there was any like showstoppers. There was no, that's why I think, are we like peak meh is kind of gone. I think it's just kind of the same thing. It's a bit samey as last year.
Yeah, I think also because of COVID, they missed one and then they did it again. So they were quite close together for like 2 years. And I mean, I think it's obviously escapism. That's why I think it's so great. But I feel like this year it was missing a je ne sais quoi.
Last year, loads of people came as cats and that was like really ridiculous. You know, I feel like there's no memes from this year of people being like in funny costumes or something.
Yeah, I haven't seen any memes.
Yeah, just kind of wanted a bit more like, I didn't think it was a very fun theme. It wasn't like the camp theme. It wasn't like the Comme des Garçons
theme.
Yeah,
it was quite delicate.
But, you know, it's all a bit whimsical.
I agree.
Yeah,
for me, it was just missing a bit of oomph. Even though I liked some of the stuff, there was nothing like...
Wow.
I do quite love Usher's Antonio Banderas look.
I know, yeah, it's very good. Yeah, so I don't know. We'll be wondering what the theme is next year, but my expectation of like Zendaya and Kim Kardashian was slightly too high. And then it's... Like, when people like Kylie aren't bringing it, Rihanna's not there, it's a bit like, come on, give me a bit of... I want the meme of Rihanna with the omelette cape. Remember the big yellow thing?
That's what I was looking for.
That's what we need. We just didn't get that this year.
I was looking for the omelette gif, and we didn't get it. Whilst there were some lovely bits, the omelette wasn't there. We'd love to hear your thoughts, if you have any. Mm. If you have any insider goss about, I don't know, timings of stuff, you know, bog secrets, anything like that, let us know.
Yes.
At Clazzy Cabana on Instagram, @Soph_Lyons. Don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. We'll be back to you next week with a non-Met Gala special. And thank you so much for visiting our red carpet this week. Until next time, back to you, Brad.
Back to you, Hollywood. Brad in the studio. Woo! Okay, brilliant.